Okay.
All right. Thank you, Chandni. I swear I heard that a second ago. So my apologies there. It is March 13, 2025. It's the monthly meeting of the Constable Ethics Standards and Training Board. Good morning, everybody. Hopefully, everybody has had a good month. I'm glad to see that everybody's here this morning. We did have the a few changes on how you get materials. Hopefully, that did work out for everybody. If there's any difficulties in that, let's take that up at the admin. At the admin section today to make sure it's working good for each of the members on that. Ms. Chaney, could you start us off with a roll call, please?
Yes. Constable Hogard, I think he might.
Oh, he might be having those same issues and.
Member Perez,
Present.
Constable Kennedy,
Good morning.
and Member Giordano.
Present.
And Chairman Dowling.
Present. I'm going to reach out to Constable Hogard real quick to make sure that he might not be having any issues with the technology side of it this morning. I just sent him a message just to verify that he wasn't having any trouble. If he gets back to me and says he is, perhaps we can take a short break to make sure that Constable Hogarth has his time with us this morning. I can begin though. Oh, we do have a quorum. Thank you, Ms. Chaney, for doing the roll call. We have a great announcement this morning, everybody. We do have a new member. Not today, but the I believe it was about a week ago. We did receive notice that the governor did appoint that public member spot. We do have Ms. Maxine Becker coming on with us here shortly. I haven't had a chance to speak with her yet, but I believe next month we will actually have all but one position filled at our next meeting. Does anybody else have any announcement they may want to make?
Mr. Chair, this is Constable Kennedy. I have exciting news. The governor's office has approved that we move forward with our rules making. So we are excited about that. Look out for the official announcement so that we can start public open meetings so that we can get our rules done. This has been a about a year and a half journey so far. And I am looking forward to meeting with the public so that we can go over our rules and get that solidified.
Thank you very much for that, Constable Kenny. So there's two things the governor's office has done for us this week. Is there a third? Do I hear a third out there anywhere? Okay. All right. Anybody else have an announcement this morning? Okay. And I didn't hear back from Constable Hogard yet. If I do, then we'll take a quick break to help him be able to get into the meeting. Hopefully everybody had a chance to review the minutes of the previous meeting. I'm looking for any amendments or a motion to approve.
This is Monica. I move to approve.
Thank you, Ms. Perez.
Constable Kennedy, second.
Thank you, Constable Kennedy. Any other discussion on the minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor of approval, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. All right, we'll go to the public at this point, and this is the time for the public to make oral comments to the board. Please note that any written statements that were submitted will not be read during the call to the public, and they're not accepted as part of the meeting record. Members of the board cannot discuss items that are not on the written agenda. So unless the comment relates to an item on the agenda pursuant to statute, the board's ability to act on that comment is limited to directing staff to study, responding to any criticism, or scheduling for further consideration at a later date. Time will be limited to 2 minutes so we can keep the meeting moving forward. So please be respectful of that. I'm not being disrespectful if I interrupt you if you're going past that. Any of the public members or the public that is here today like to make comments? Hearing none, thank you. I see that Mike just got on. I believe that's going to be Constable Hogard.
That's me.
There he is. So a little trouble this morning getting on.
Yeah, a
Look,
little bit.
you're not alone. No, you're not alone. So where we're at, Constable Hogard is we've done the announcements. We do have a new member coming on. I was appointed by the governor's office. Minutes have been approved, and we've already gone to the public. So we're getting ready to move on to item E, and that is Ms. Botka letting us know the financial status. Ms. Botka, when you're ready.
Yes, let me share my screen here. Okay, is everyone able to see the shared screen? So the orange here highlighted is the opening cash balance that we had at the beginning of the fiscal year. And down at the bottom, this is our projected ending cash balance at the end of fiscal year. The blue have the projections in place. As you can see, we did pull in a little bit more revenue between the months of November to January. It did decrease this past month, and our projected cash balance that we had approved in our previous budget is right around 30,000. All our admin services, most of it was paid in February. We do have one pending claim for February, which I added to adjustments. This also includes our investigator invoices that are upcoming as well, and all our projected admin expenses for the remainder of the fiscal year. The 500 is the budgeted travel expenses, which the board budgets every fiscal year, from what I understand. The aid to organizations, I have included in adjustments the two final reports I received from the Constable Association, as well as all our projected approved amounts for the grants that we have upcoming. And for operating expenses, this includes CSB. We do have another quarterly payment coming up, which I've projected into that as well, which end up here. And that also brings me to the note of I will be working on the first draft of the budget next month, and we'll have a presentation in May. So the board can approve in June. Yes, it is that time of the year. Any other
This
questions?
call is no longer being recorded.
I heard it say it's not being recorded. Did you need to correct that, Chandni, perhaps?
No, I think that was Constable Blake's.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Any questions for Ms. Botka on the financial report? Any discussion? Outside of you said it's that time of year again. It seems like it was that time of year a few months ago. So what a quick year we had. That's the only comment I have on having to get back into budget again on this. Do we have a move to approve the financial report?
This is Monica. I
Mr.
move to
Chair,
approve.
Constable.
Yeah, we'll take Ms. Perez as the first. Did you want to finish that sentence, Mr. Hogarth?
Yes, I would second it.
And we have a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor of approving, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
Aye.
And aye. The report is approved. Thank you, Ms. Popka. Item G, equipment vacancy grants. We don't have any this month, so we'll move on to H. And that is the first part of that is constable complaints that are ready for the board to make a decision on. We don't have any of those.
I skipped
Oh,
it.
actually, I know I skipped one, Miss. I know I skipped yours, Miss Mahogany. We're going to go back to it in a second. I just wanted to get through the complaints part of this before we get into the admin. We do have the initial screening of the new complaints. The first is Dela Cruz versus unknown CNA 4292025.
Mr. Chair, I move to dismiss on the grounds of not our jurisdiction.
Thank you, ma'am. Do we have a second?
This is Monica. I second.
Okay. And we do a roll call on that, Ms. Botka, for make sure that nobody wants to move this forward as we don't have jurisdiction.
Yes. Constable Hogard?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
And I'll abstain from a decision on that. So there, and we don't have jurisdiction. The matter's dismissed. Secondly, we have this Banks versus Grief, CUNA 4302025. We do have a complaint. There's a few pieces to that from the complaint, and on this, having to do with coming on property and having a phone number, things such as that. Hopefully, everybody had a chance to read that. Do we have any discussion or any movement on that matter?
Mr. Chairman, this is Matt. I'd like to see the council's response. That's what I'd like to move forward.
Okay, so we do have one to move forward, so we will move it forward to get a response out of the constable. Any other discussion before we do a roll call on this? Okay, hearing none, Ms. Botka, if you could, please.
Yes, Constable Bogart?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
Aye. Okay, now we'll get back to the other matter. It just seemed a little more prudent to bundle that with the admin part of this. So back to item F, board elections. If you could, did you have anything to add to start that with, Ms. Botka? Constable Kennedy will be our parliamentarian today for elections.
No, I do not.
Ms. Mahogany, if you could take the floor, please.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is now time for our yearly elections. This came so quickly. We are going to start with the election of the chair. We have a vice chair. Ms. Ma'am, do we also do have a secretary, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
that is you.
So we have three positions in which we are going to fill today. Here's our first call, calling for nominations. Nominations from the floor for chair. Do I have a nomination? Any nominations?
I nominate Dennis Dowling.
That was awful quick, Ms. Perez.
Sir, do you accept said nomination?
Yes.
Okay, do I have any other nominations from the floor? Last call, do any other nominations? Do I have a motion to close nominations?
So moved.
All right, in lieu of us only have a one, does anybody mind by a vote of acclamation? So we have one nominee by a vote of acclamation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposing? Congratulations, Mr. Dowling. The next position that we have, we will be taking nominations from the floor for vice chair. Do we have any nominations for vice chair?
I nominate Michael Hogard. This is Monica.
Mr. Hogard, do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Any other nominations for vice chair? Last call for nominations for vice chair. Do we have a motion to close nominations?
I make a motion to close nominations.
Okay. In lieu of us having only one person, is anybody opposed to a vote by acclamation? All in favor, vote aye.
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 Any opposing? All right, congratulations, sir. Last but not least, nominations for secretary. Opening nominations for secretary.
I nominate Mahogany Kennedy for secretary. This is
Monica. Thank you very much. I'll accept that nomination. Thank you. Do we have any other nominations for secretary? Last call, any other nominations for secretary? Hearing none, do we have a motion to close nominations?
I'll move to close.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposing? Mr. Chair, thank you very much. Elections, that was quick. I'm turning the gavel back over to you. Thank you so very much.
Okay, thank you guys for that. Quite a few changes we've done over the past few years on trying to, I won't say reinvent, but improve our process. And I know the hard work that's gone into that. Sounds like it's been fairly cohesive, and we're continuing that path. So I look forward to getting these rules done one of these days. Ms. Mahogany, and I appreciate all the work you've done on that. Thank you. Admin update, Ms. Botka.
My only update was the budget that's coming up. And also, I will not be here next meeting. So, Courtney will be here running the meeting, and she'll also provide a legislative update.
Thank you for that. I look forward to hearing where the legislature got to, because trying to keep up with them is not always so easy. So I'm glad we have Ms. Courtney to do that for us. Anybody have, I know we had a few changes with, I'll say, the technology on it. Is there any feedback for Ms. Botka on that? I know we've already gone through getting in the meeting today, and the Dropbox was fantastic once getting into it. But anything that she should be aware of, perhaps, to be helpful?
Mr. Chair, just for me, I know that with my public output in terms of the meeting that we're going to have for rules, I just need to make sure that that link works to get into the meeting. Quite a few of us had a hard time getting into the meeting today due to the link.
Yeah, I did double check Zoom, and I honestly don't know what everything matches up. I really don't know what the issue when connecting was there.
Maybe me and you could do a dry run once you have it all set up. We'll just take a few minutes to make sure that it's easy to log into it. Way ahead of time, Ms. Baca. So future items. I think we're going to go back to we can go back to Ms. Mahogany a little bit on this. She's talked about it a little bit, but we are going to have an upcoming item regarding roles, and we will have the budget part too. For Ms. Perez is going to be doing a little bit of work on that. Would you guys like to say anything today about the upcoming items regarding budget, or not really regarding budget, but mostly regarding rules, Ms. Mahogany?
I'll save that for next month in lieu of the meeting, open meeting being in May.
Okay. Okay, anybody else? Hey, if you do have anything that you'd like on the agenda, please reach out. We're more than happy to get those on there. Try to give us enough time to plan accordingly for that. So I do appreciate that. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Actually, Mr. Chair, I will say something briefly. I did, ladies and gentlemen, I did the last constable training. Thank you to the constables for allowing me to attend their training. It was a good 30 minutes. We did spend quite some time on the modifications to the rules. It was a big language cleanup, and we added a few things. Thank you so much for the cons to the constables for receiving us. Thank you, Mr. Blake, for taking time out and allowing us to do so. It was well welcomed. They asked a lot of questions, and it was a very interactive session. So, thank you so much for allowing that opportunity.
And also, I attended too. Thank you for being able to directly address people and explain it in the way that only you can, Miss Mahogany. So you did a really good job too.
Thank you.
Adjournment.
This is Monica. I move to adjourn.
Thank you, Miss Perez. Second.
Constable Kennedy, second. See you in April.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Have a good month, everybody.
You
You
too.
too.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.